Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. I hope you're all well. It's Audio Mo Day. I think I'm on day 4 or 5. Anyway, don't worry, it'll be accurately described when I write all the titles and stuff. Yeah, VR Podcasting, Paul Hopkins, that's me, Audio Mo 2016. It's good. Lots and lots of inspiring bits and bobs around. Good to see some people back. And yeah, I'm guilty as well. I've not been booing really very much at all. But still glad it's here and glad that we've got things like Audio Mo to do. I really like Audio Mo. It's a good time to be audio booing, I think. So I believe that there's not really been a sort of an Audio Mo sort of plan as such. So I have been going with what I thought. And today I've been inspired by a friend of mine. And I can honestly say that he's a friend of mine. I've only met him once. But someone who I hold in very, very high regard. And I'm glad to see him back. You should have a crowd. is Armani Blog. Paul Armani. Armani Blog. Omani Omani Blog. BLOG. Follow Paul. He has so much interesting stuff today to say. And he has today. I've been inspired by Paul a lot, but again today he was talking, amongst other things, I mean, his main point was procrastination and why do we procrastinate and why does it happen. And it's something that I wanted to talk about, really. And I don't know how much I'm gonna fess up here. To some extent, I'm just gonna turn this music down, bear with me a second, and then I've got some more music to play after this. So yeah, I don't know how much I'm just going to go with it and see what happens. And by the way, I'm using a Shure MV88 microphone and I'm using Boss Jack. Boss Jack. Get your Boss Jack on the App Store. Yay. I should do different voices each time, shouldn't I? Anyway, that's procrastination to some extent, isn't it? Procrastination. Putting things off. I mean, it sounds so simple, but why do we do it? And Paul was addressing this. And he came up with a number of his own reasons, but I thought that I would talk about procrastination. I was going along this kind of trajectory to some extent in any case, before I came on. I was thinking I was going to kind of have a review at some point of my year, for example, and I was going to talk about, because I'd said somewhere in various places that I wasn't going to set myself any public goals this year, but I have some goals of my own, some private goals that I wanted to achieve. And sometimes, you know, when you air them and then you don't achieve them, you feel like you failed and there's all that. But that's another subject for another time. So procrastination, most of mine, I think, is out of fear. But there's a weird thing that happens with procrastination. When you procrastinate, and I've found this anyway, is that there's that fear, so that stops you doing it in the first place. And then you rev up to the thing that you think you need to do. Go, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But then you think, it's like a sugar rush. But because you've promised yourself you're going to do it, you don't actually, you think, oh, well, it's okay. I know I'm going to do it. So I'll just do it at some point. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, so the end of the day has come. The thing that you got away procrastinating over has passed, at least the wave, that wave of it has passed. And then you think, oh, I've got hours, like I've got all night not to worry about it. And then of course you wake up halfway through the night worrying about the fact that you haven't done it. And then the fear comes back. But there is that sugar rush of not doing it, of not having done it. And that isn't the attractive part of procrastination. Nothing to me is attractive about procrastination. But that's one of the only things where you sort of get a sense of relief having not done it. And I don't procrastinate intentionally. But I do it. A lot of it is fear. A lot of it is fear about the consequences being bigger than they already are. And the bit that I was going to sort of thinking about whether to talk about or not, but it's kind of work related, and I had some big, just some concerns really about elements of work and procrastinating about addressing them and talking to the right people and all the rest of it. And I've done that now. And the not just the initial rush of having sorted it out and being understood and being treated respectfully and being treated, not just that, but being affirmed a lot within what I do, and the acknowledgement from people that I thought wouldn't be able to offer me that and wouldn't want to offer me that and wouldn't, I don't know. Fear is, procrastination and fear are such bad bedfellows, and they, fear just means that you think the worst. You think X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And I literally have to thank God every day for Claire, for my Claire, because, you know, she's helped me deal with a lot of this. And, you know, give her the credit. She's a life coach, by the way, so do consider that. She's available to help with that kind of thing, and she can talk to you about how that works. But I get it as a matter of course. I'm very, very, very extremely lucky and blessed and fortunate. But it's incredibly rare that the worst would happen. And believe me, my mind is very capable of some very, very dire consequence predictions. And I think, I wouldn't confess to understand people like Paul Armani that has said publicly that he suffers from things like, you know, from depression. But I've suddenly had more of an understanding of it than I've ever had before. And part of that is because, you know, I was getting into points, and I don't know if this is common to people, but I was procrastinating, worrying so much that I would wake up, I would doze. I mean, I would be desperately tired, couldn't concentrate, all that kind of stuff. But in my dreams, I would conjure up, my brain would be making up all these scenarios of things that were happening, but impossible to fix kind of things. And I could never remember what they were, just a mishmash of horrible thoughts and stomach pain and my heart beating faster than it normally would do, and definitely a sort of sense of hopelessness. And a lack of confidence. And completely unreasonable conclusions about yourself that just aren't true, actually. And gaining a sense of the wood for the trees, and gaining a sense of actually, you know, this needs to stop, and making it stop is good. And then it made a lot of other things a lot easier to deal with. Someone said to me, and this is just in a work context, I suppose, but it applies to anything. You know, always do the most difficult things first. So in work, you know, you've got to make that phone call. You don't want to make it. Someone's complained or something's happened or whatever. And you just, excuse me, got an itch. Make that call first. Do the difficult stuff first, because you know what it's like. You just, and I do. I do it to myself all the time. You know, do some of the bigger stuff last, because you think, oh, do it in a minute. Yep, I'm going to have my lunch first, and I'm going to come back to it, and it's going to get done. I don't know. It feels late to be learning these lessons, as in, you know, being sort of 48 and still trying to learn these lessons. But I think, I wish life was longer. Do you know? It's like just these things that plague you, and you can spend so much time, so much more productive time and great feeling time and blessed time and sort of free time, as in feeling less caught up with these things if you deal with them. I think that's it for now. So I'm going to play a song that I also love. I might talk about songwriting. That's something I should make a list of the things that I procrastinate on. I want to do an album. So maybe in the middle of the year, good time to say it. Yeah, okay. I want to do an album of ambient music, and I need to do that by the end of the year. Procrastinating on that for years. I'd like to write songs. I'd like to think that I could write a song. And then I listen to the song, the likes of the song that I'm about to play you now, and I'm just thinking, I couldn't write a song like that. This song is being thankful for many, many things. And I think at the end of the day, I'm thankful for the processes that I've been going through, the process I am going through, the processes of life that constantly mold you and change you. And I am just looking for what I need. There it is there. And this song in particular is all about being thankful for things. And it's by Alanis Morissette and it's called Thank You. I think that is from the Supposed Infatuation Junkie, something like that is the album. I think it's about 1995, something like that. So it's an old song now. But it just feels like maybe the artist, Alanis Morissette, had a bit of an epiphany here. But I certainly can relate to a lot of what she's singing about. Just before I play it, because she comes in quite quickly, so I would like to thank Gwen Cleon for her comment regarding my Birmingham accent. See, that was my audio mail yesterday, whether my Birmingham accent has changed over the last few years. She thinks it has. It's subtle, I would say, but I think it's definitely sort of moving away. And I don't know if that's, it's not a bad thing, it's not a good thing, it's just what it is. And one of my very good friends, RJ Net, he thinks I don't need to lose any more Birmingham accent, which is interesting because I'm interested in something I might talk about on another audio mo nearer the time, but I'm interested in doing stuff with voice. And, you know, it's one of those, you often get told, or I have been told, that, oh yeah, you've got a great voice, you know, you should do voiceovers, you do radio, do whatever. And I don't know, I'm intimidated by my own voice. I think most of us are, but especially the fact that I have a Birmingham accent. And yet everyone I've spoken to regarding audio and voice have said, well, no, it's not really an issue, which surprises me. So feel free to keep commenting on that if you wish, because I'm genuinely interested. Everybody, and I will speak to you all soon. And here is the song, Alanis Morissette, with Thank You. Thank you for listening. Speak to you all tomorrow. How about you?